This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Australia. I've always been fond of Australia. I was a big fan of NXS. I saw all the Crocodile Dundee movies, even number 3. Some people might think that was not a smoking hot idea for me to do that one. But hey, they've decided to come out with another world first. And, this one is definitely about a new world anyway. They are attempting to ban social media for kids under 16. Now, I think social media is the bane of our society. I think years from now, we'll be walking around trying to find out what's going on in the world. And historians will look back and say, this thing called social media came out and it just about took the entirety of the civilization down. And I do not think children under the age of 16 should have social media. No, I do not. But then again, I don't think children should have smartphones either. Now, it's one thing to have a mobile phone, right? You know, one of those flip things that has the big numbers and you can call mom or dad or text message. Perfectly okay with me. But, smartphones are a mind suck. They're a time suck. In Australia, they're calling this the new online safety amendment. It went into effect 2 days ago, and it forces programs like TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube to block all accounts suspected of belonging to minors or face massive penalties. So now these platforms, which if they were truly just platforms, are now being pushed by, now listen, I'm not naive. They've been doing publisher stuff for a very long time. But now they're being pushed into it all the way. Advocates are celebrating. The bureaucrats are thrilled. Governments in Europe and Asia are already eyeing their own versions of this approach. You know, when a kid's middle school age, they're still trying to figure out who they are. And they should be allowed to figure that out without the distraction of all of this technology. And the smartphone, with all of this, you know, filters and likes and cancel cultures and anonymous cruelty, not really interested in the algorithm dopamine maze for them. But the new law is based on a ridiculous assumption. Because while I say, hey, listen, children should not be in social media, I also do not think that politicians somehow know better than the parents do what's good for every single kid. Unless, of course, the parents are lazy. I guess that's a possibility. Parents could be lazy. But if they're lazy, is it up to government to start making the decision? Well, now it's codified. And now the government is taking a hand in raising your child. And if you fall for that this kind of thing, then, you know, children just become widgets. There is no one-size-fits-all on this kind of thing. Some 14-year-old kids, and I've met a couple of them, they're very responsible, very thoughtful. They're supported and supportive. And then I run into people in their 40s, my age, in the 60s, whatever it is. They're still dimwits. But now Australia gives the government the final say on whether the child is allowed to connect online. Not mom, not dad, a bureaucrat. Good luck enforcing that one. Good luck. Even officials involved in promoting this concede kids will dodge the rules by lying about their age, borrowing someone else's account, or migrating to platforms even less regulated. So the very children who are most vulnerable will simply move out of sight and out of reach. Or they'll see a NordVPN commercial and say, oh, there you go. This is not a pat them on the back time for Australia. This is a negligence story wrapped up in some good PR. Families are supposed to be a very strong unit. And every time the government steps in as a substitute or a subjugate or whatever it is, the family gets weaker. State's not teaching values. It doesn't shape character. It doesn't sacrifice sleep or comfort or sanity to protect a child. Parents do that. When a parent is engaged, when a parent is present, if a child wanders into danger online, it's always because there's no parent watching, no conversation happening, no guardrails, no accountability. Social media is not stalking your kids, but it is waking or waiting on your kids. TikTok doesn't break into their room at midnight and make them post videos. I mean, back in the day, before YouTube decided to make all kinds of other decisions based on what they think is right, people like Logan and Jake Paul became millionaires just because they had a bunch of kids watching their videos. And they would have clicks for their t-shirts and their merch. But they were making millions off of YouTube just because of views. But all of these things, none of them are breaking into these kids' rooms at midnight and making them post videos. It's the parent who hands over a $1,000 smartphone with unlimited access to the world and then walks away. Before we have a social media crisis, we have a parenting crisis. There have always been vices. There's always going to be vices. There's always going to be taboo things. And yet now, instead of us saying, you can't do that, don't do that, please don't do that, now we're saying, here, take this and entertain yourself, I'm busy. And this is why parenting takes work. You got to show up. You got to check devices. You got to enforce limits. You got to be the bad guy when necessary. Passing this law is not legislating parental engagement. And you can find companies, but what about that child that's not getting any love, attention, not being communicated with, doesn't know what boundaries mean? So banning it is a quick and easy fix, but it creates its own damage and take away every legitimate avenue for teens to connect online. And they'll go to the unsupervised channels, places with zero safety protocols, zero community moderation, zero adult oversight. And for, you know, the lonely or the bullied, online community can be one of the only few lifelines they have. And bureaucrats aren't thinking about that. They only know how to block and restrict and punish. Politicians thrive on fear. They thrive on the boogeyman. But social media isn't the enemy. It's a waste of time. Lazy parenting is the enemy. And if we continue to surrender the raising of our children to politicians, then they will believe that our children belong to them. And when that happens, what comes after that is going to be worse. It's going to be worse. I'll give you some examples of things they're already doing. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. For all of you that are concerned about the signal, the entire planet got hit by a coronal mass ejection on December the 6th, which led to geomagnetic storm watches and elevated activity, which is still going on today. It's the lingering thing that we have going on. And that's what's going on. We're not being messed with by George Soros. Right now, he's hoping to have a new flavor of Jell-O brought to his room. But I'll tell you what, instead of doing that, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Frank. Yes, sir.
Hey, Bill.
Yes.
I don't think this under 16 social media thing has anything to do with the kids. What this has to do with is digital ID. Because the only way to enforce it is to get everybody to register.
Okay. Well, that might very well be. Don't know yet. Just going by what they put out so far. But what they'll do something else will happen, and then they will say, and it'll be like gun control. This is, you know, same template. Something will happen, and some kid will get out there, and they'll blame it on social media, and they'll be like, oh, obviously, you guys, you can't be allowed to have this where it's optional. We're going to have to do this, but we'll see. We'll see what they get out of it. And it's, you know, it's Australia. Australia is not all that in a bag of chips as far when it comes to, you know, rights. So. But right. You may very well be right on that.
Love the show, Bill.
You may very well be right on that one. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks. All right.
Merry Christmas to you. Thankfully, I never had one of my children walk up to me and go, I wonder, was I supposed to be a girl or a boy? And thankfully, if that had happened, that would have all happened before the insanity of the trans movement. Because I might have had a more brutal fight on my hands. But I think back to those conversations that I never had because I had seen them. I'd seen plenty of them. I'd heard about them. But children today face a lot of problems, all at the hands of the leftists, like Sarah Stalker, the self-loathing Kentucky Democrat, who wants your children to hate their skin color, but only if they're white. And you don't have to take it from me, okay? Here, let me turn this up just a wee bit. There we go, right there. This is what Sarah Stalker has to say about being white.
I'm going to be honest. I don't feel good about being white every day for a lot of reasons. Because it's a point of privilege that I get to move through the world in a way that so many of my other colleagues and friends and family members and of the community don't get the privilege to do. And I'm just a female, but just a woman, just a white woman. If I was a white man, I would be functioning from a point of an even greater privilege. I think we're missing an opportunity when kids have a moment to reflect about how the color of their skin does and does not allow them to move through the world. It's running to them and trying to stifle that and trying to say you shouldn't feel bad. So we don't want to ever expose you to something that is going to make you have to pause and have maybe some internal feelings. It's a missed opportunity for some really good dialogue.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of demented thinking do you have to say that you hate something because of something you can't control? And to say children should feel equally as bad for, once again, something that they have no control over. Now, Ms. Stalker, of course, for all of her privilege that she claims she has and all these other things, she hasn't yet given up her political office, her income, or day job, if she has one, and any of her other privileges to a person of color. But she's trying to inflict psychological harm on children by telling them they were born in the wrong bodies. That their skin color, which is something they cannot change, is evil. Because they cannot change it, it means that they are always stained with the sin of being white, of white privilege. And, you know, people like Stalker believe salvation comes through practicing anti-racism, which is a fancy way of being racist, but in a politically correct way. And that's unforgivable. And it's not just skin color. Now, I don't remember ever walking around when I was a little boy wondering if I was supposed to be a boy or a girl. It never occurred to me. I had a sister. I knew that meant she was a girl. I was a brother. I knew that meant I was a boy. Then I was bused into black communities for the schools there. Forced integration. And I didn't think anything of that either. I just thought, this is where I go to school. I didn't have anybody rolling up on me going, say, you're evil because you're white. And nobody was telling me they're not superior because they're not white. We were just hanging out, going to class. But it goes beyond skin color. Now they're wanting to mess with something that is also... We don't have any influence over when we're born, about being a boy or a girl. Which brings us to Johnny Skinner, a gay man who was given gender-affirming care after medical professionals and others told him he was born in the wrong body. They warned his mother that Johnny would commit suicide if they didn't let him become a girl. And when the mom pushed back or asked questions, they excluded her from the process and threatened to take Johnny away. Then, with the ill effects of that affirming treatment, Johnny's doctors abandoned him too. And Johnny's one of far too many kids who have been harmed by Democrats who believe they were born in the wrong body. And we have a generation now, a partial generation of sexually dysfunctional, sick, and medically dependent trans kids. And one day they're going to become aware and they're going to realize what's been taken from them. And that reckoning is going to be ugly and it's going to be deserved. But I happen to think children are great. It's a pity the Democrats despise them so much. I've got a question I've been dying to ask Michael Letts, and I keep forgetting to do it, so he's joining us in coming up. And I'll ask him that question. Michael Letts, InvestUSA.org. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Joining us again from InvestUSA.org is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's always a privilege, and we appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Now, most of the time I let Michael take the lead, but I've got a question that's, I know, and I know some of you have the same sort of question, because we never see the people that we know are breaking rules, breaking laws. If they're a politician, they seem to escape the perp walk. Hillary Clinton with her mail service. Should that have been a perp walk, Mike?
No question. She should be indicted. She should be served behind bars.
Right. So what is it? Is it really, has it been historically, I'm not going to say difficult. I don't think anybody actually tries in government to do that, do they?
Oh, you're exactly right, Bill. Historically, here's what it's been. And the law enforcement agencies know this. When something comes in and it deals with a politician, first of all, you don't just take it on your own and run with it. You have to take it all the way to the top.
Right.
Once the top sees it, then, of course, the top makes a phone call. So probably the person that's supposed to be investigated, they start getting phone calls back from their allies saying, we don't really want you to pursue that right at the moment. And, you know, your budget request is coming up, just as a reminder, in a few months anyway. So you might as well just put that on hold for a little while. We'll get back to you. And they don't ever do. And then what happens is they take it back down the line. Yeah, that's a great lead. Put it in a file. We're going to keep all those files in a safe place. So give us your files, and we'll let you know we're ready to move forward. That's usually the end of it. That's what happens. Amazing how much pressure they get from other outside sources besides the guilty party to put these things on hold. And why is that? Because this is the way the system, this is what happened with the Epstein file. Because they suddenly realized, wow, I've got something for blackmail. If you don't do what I want you to do, I'm going to turn it loose and let them really start investigating. And people don't want to give that up. They enjoy having that power. Now, what's the negative for you and I as taxpayers? The people committing the crimes never get held accountable. They just get put in a position to where they get called upon to do other things because now they're in a blackmail position. Compromise makes it even worse, but they escape any consequences.
Now, the thing about that, you bring up the Epstein files. Did the Democrats actually know what was in them, or did they not know? And when they found out that mostly it was Democrats being spotlit by the Epstein files, that is that, I'm sure that's why they have gone away as fast as they have gone. But I mean, some of these guys that do these things, are they just that stupid to where they don't trust but verify before they get out and start making these claims and everything else and trying to do these distractions to keep people from going and having the new wardrobe and the plastic shoes?
You've got it accurate. You know, let's fill in some of the details you're talking about. You're talking about the Epstein files. We now know that we've had corruption within even our law enforcement agencies, talking about federally, for decades. And we've seen that because the evidence has come out. The FBI lied on FISA reports. They lied here. They changed reports, et cetera, et cetera. So when you've got a controlled system, i.e. you have a Democrat in the highest office of the land, and he's appointing the attorney general who does what he tells him to do. It was concerned, you're talking about the Epstein files, they had them for 4 years. Did they go in and add names or subtract names? Yeah, we'll let a few congressmen get fried, but we'll protect those that we really appreciate and like. And there was a real push by them to release it because the question was, had they added Republicans, had they added some other names to it? But here's where it backfired on them, and you notice it's gone silent. They finally got a court ruling that the grand jury has to release its sealed testimony in its files. And they're supposed to do that in about 2 weeks. Now, here's why is that important? Because now you can take what was given during the first trial back in the early 2000s and compare those files to what we currently have and see if anything's been changed or altered. If it has been, then you know you've got some serious issues. And I fully expect to see that happen.
Right. Is this why the slaughter case is happening? Because Trump's trying to be able to fire people in the executive branch, which as far as I know, that's always been the case. But there's something called the Humphrey Executor Clause or something like that that says that he can't. And they're trying to get it back to where the founders wanted it to be. And is this how you would clear out these corrupted law enforcement agencies by being able to fire all these guys and get them out of the way and put new people in place?
That is correct. That's part of it. Here's something that your listeners don't know. And let me give it over real quick. They just give the overview. They'll have to kind of wait in anticipation until after Christmas. But you know, Tulsi, when she took over at DNI, went through all the files for all the agencies, CIA, everybody, and found all the paperwork documenting Barack Obama as the president, planning a Russiagate and other things, Operation Absolute, to impede and to destroy, to overthrow the government by not allowing the duly elected President Trump to come into office. He gave that over to the media. Of course, they didn't do anything with it. Gave it to the Department of Justice and the FBI. And you would think they would do something with it, and gave it over to the Office of the Presidency. Nobody's heard a word. They thought that was the end of it. Nothing was going to happen.
Right.
Little did they know that there were some military tribunal issues behind the scenes. That's with a grand jury right now. We expect that to be released within 2 to 3 weeks, first of the year. And when an indictment comes against a former sitting president, hang on, because the ride's going to get really interesting. To substantiate that, here's what I want your listeners to be cognizant of. Obama has been in London repeatedly over the last month. He bought him a mansion over there. Why is London important? You know, London, you know, England is now controlled by the Muslims. And, of course, you know, the president is Muslim. He's a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. And we anticipate that if something like this happens the first of the year, that he will try to make his new home in London and have them fight extradition back to the United States.
That'll be interesting to see, watch this unwind. Now, how are we? Are we already set and ready for the pushback that's going to come from all these judges? They're going to say, "Wait a minute, you can't do that." They all seem to know what Trump can and cannot do.
We are locking that down now as we speak. Notice what I said about military tribunals. That puts it in a whole different light.
Right.
And, you know, my position has always been, I'm not asking for a military tribunal for 100,000 people. Just starting with some key players at the top. And, boy, see how fast that dam breaks.
You think there'd be a lot of singers at that point if that were to happen?
Going to be a lot of singers. And when it breaks, you're going to start seeing our judicial system suddenly realize, oops, that's going to come out against me, too. Maybe I better start ruling the right way or leave the bench one.
Do you think, and I got a texter asking about this, do you think we might see some of these members of Congress that have been doing these things, might they be doing the duffel bag drag down and Gitmo at any close time that we can possibly see?
Once you see this starting, here's what I want your listeners to be aware of. 2026 is going to be a year in history unlike anything else ever recorded. You're going to start seeing, not at the end of 2026, at the beginning of 2026, you're going to start seeing this dam starting to break. And when it does, it's going to break on judicial, Congress, and on the executive branch. When I talk about the executive branch, former members, et cetera, who've abused their position in oath of office.
Okay. Well, January sounds exciting to me. Michael has given 17,000-plus protective vests, rifle vests, to law enforcement and their K-9 counterparts. He's not going to rest till they're all in a vest, investusa.org. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
God bless America. Merry Christmas. Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Now then, the Democrats are clamoring for a civil war. And I think they'd probably last all of 5 minutes. This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's always fascinating for me to watch Trump derangement system and the varying levels and phases it goes through in various Democrats. And the fascinating part is that the symptoms are features. These are not bugs, which makes them very, very sad little people. Now, the Democrats and their flying monkey associates in the mainstream media have made it very clear that their plan to win back voters who abandoned them last year is only going to be about resisting Trump, which means they're about resisting you. Remember, because Trump is the avatar for you. No policy, no sales pitch, just tantrums. And they aren't offering any policy ideas to attract us, the ones that vote. They're working overtime, crafting policy designed to make the lives of illegal alien murderers and rapists and child traffickers better. Because in their little damn dream world, all of these criminal bottom feeders will be voting for them regardless of legal status. Now, this resistance mindset places a high premium on the ones that the Democrats, you know, the Democrat voters, they see certain elected officials and candidates, they see them as fighters. So whenever they have someone who's, you know, at a press conference, they drop the F-bomb. Well, this guy's a fighter. That girl's a fighter. Or, you know, cussing in on Twitter, you know, on X. And all of this posturing in front of friendly audiences has given them the mistaken impression that they actually are tough. Especially given the fact that the fey soy boy Gavin Newsom is their highest polling fighter right now. Then there's other fake tough guy Tim Walz, who was going to be a sergeant major in the National Guard and then lobbied for it. And then when he actually had to go do some work, got out of the National Guard. Walz says that he scares Republicans because, in his words, I know how to fix a truck. That's one of those stupid boasts, right? Great, Timmy can fix a truck. So fix a truck how? You know how to replace a transmission, or you know how to install new brakes, or you know how to put gas in it. What are you talking about? He probably once changed a tire on a truck, and that's his flex. He's the kind of guy who would call AAA if his phone fell under the seat. Then there's the perpetually open maw of Jasmine Crockett. And she's been challenging people to go and find a clip of a Democrat invoking violence. And in the clip that they show about there, she's in about four or five of the examples of the 20. Right? But yeah, they're a scary bunch, right? They love to talk about taking it to the streets. And the only streets that they've ever gotten rowdy in have been filled with their friends and cops who are protecting them. If the civil unrest that they keep advocating for ever actually broke out beyond the boundaries of their blue hellscapes, well, before they could shout their first F-bombs, they're going to be urinating all over themselves. Now, Mike Tyson said everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. But there have been variations of that over the course of years, but the sentiment remains. I'm 35 years removed from the military, but I know exactly what Tyson was talking about. And it's easy to tell the difference between people who've watched a lot of fighting on television or in the movies and those who've actually been in fights. They fancy themselves as bad, but they are paper tigers. If Eric Swalwell or Hakeem Jeffries, just about choked myself on that, got in your face in a bar, probably the only thing that you would be fighting is the urge to laugh. And the Democrats will not be bringing that Civil War dream to any place where citizens have been buying ammo. That you don't see Antifa popping up in cities where people enjoy Second Amendment freedom. That's why they keep trying to gut it. Because that, if they did that, then they could completely live out their violent fantasy. So, yeah, they're trying to incite violence, but that's another column, you know, another story, another day, however you want to look at it. I'm just mocking the fact that they think they're tough. Because they always end up believing their own lies and talking points. Jasmine Crockett believes that she's some kind of hood-hardened boss girl. Despite the fact she was educated at a country day school in a Catholic college prep high school that costs a small fortune to attend. So keep on yapping it up, tough kids. We have your number. We know exactly what you're about. Nobody's afraid of you. You need to come up with something different. Maybe if you're going to run for office, give us something to look at and chew on and think about before we don't vote for you. But getting out there and thinking that you're going to beat us into submission, well, who said comedy was dead? We're going to get into this whole fourth branch thing that somebody created out of whole cloth when it comes to running the government. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.